With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Voters this November will decide the future of traps and snares on Montana's public lands, Edward O'Brien reports.
A proposal to end commercial and recreational trapping on any public lands within Montana will appear on November's ballot. Supporters of I-177 were notified yesterday they had collected more than enough valid signatures. A similar measure failed to qualify in 2010. Connie Poten of Montana Trap-Free Public Land says a lot has changed since then.
Most people didn't even know trapping existed. There was a lot of education we had to do, and we've been doing it over the past 6 years. So many more people are aware of trapping and how unnecessary it is and how cruel it is.
Representatives of the Montana Trappers Association could not be immediately reached for comment today. I-177 supporters say trapping would be allowed to protect livestock, property, health, and safety when non-lethal methods have failed. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.